Hi, this is Ahmed Sharif and you are listening to From the Newsroom, your daily evening news catch-up show from Deccan Herald. Here are the top stories of the day, September 25th, 2020. Former Union Minister Jaswant Singh, one of the founding members of the BJP and a close associate of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, passed away in New Delhi following a long spell of illness. He was 82. President Ramnath Kovind, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers and other top leaders cutting across the political spectrum paid rich tributes to Singh. Bengaluru has become an epicenter of terror activities, claimed BJP MP Tejaswi Surya, and said that he had requested Union Home Minister Amit Shah to set up a permanent division of the National Investigation Agency or NIA in the city. A day after becoming the president of the BJP's youth wing, Surya said many terror modules have been busted in Bengaluru in the recent past. The terrorist groups want to use the city as an incubation center for terror activities. Fancy a Hyperloop ride from the Kempegowda International Airport to the city centre in less than 10 minutes? Proposing this galactic leap in speed, Virgin Hyperloop inked a deal to conduct a feasibility study for this corridor and later build a test track in the airport. Inarguably the first for any airport in the world, the Bengaluru International Airport Limited or BIAL and Virgin Hyperloop signed a memorandum of understanding to conduct the study. Amid hectic political developments and back-to-back meetings in Maharashtra, Devendra Fadnavis on Sunday said that the BJP is not keen on toppling the Mahavikas Aghadi government. However, he said that the government will collapse on its own. The speculation started when Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray's close aide and Shiv Sena chief spokesperson Sanjay Raut met the leader of opposition Fadnavis on Saturday over lunch, apparently to discuss an interview for Sena mouthpiece Samna. After intense investigations that lasted over a month and saw the arrest of 20 people including Sushant Singh Rajput's live-in partner Riya Chakrabarty and the grilling of top Bollywood actors like Deepika Padukone, Rakul Preet Singh, Shraddha Kapoor and Sara Ali Khan, the Narcotics Control Bureau is currently undertaking a comprehensive review of the case. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's assurance that India will use its vaccine production capacity in helping nations fight COVID-19, saying the pandemic can be defeated only by mobilizing resources for common good. In his address to the 75th session of the UN General Assembly on Saturday, Modi said, and I quote, "As the largest vaccine-producing country of the world, I want to give one more assurance to the global community today. India's vaccine production and delivery capacity will be used to help all humanity in fighting this crisis," unquote. That's it today from the newsroom. Tune in tomorrow morning for our feature show, The Lead. If you like this show, please share this podcast with your friends, family and on social media. Do rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Yes, we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify and wherever you listen to podcasts. For latest news and top stories of the day, log on to www.deccanherald.com or visit the Deccan Herald app. Subscribe to our Telegram channel at t.me/Deccan Herald News.